Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
RAGBRAI is coming to Marion County, and Knoxville is an overnight stop. What does the visit mean for Knoxville, and what needs to be done to prepare? Let's go in-depth with Dan McKay, RAGBRAI State Ride Right Chairman from Knoxville. So, Dan, how long have you, in one way or another, been affiliated, ridden, in some way involved with RAGBRAI?
Well, Bob, it's been over 30 years. Started just as a lark to go out and spend the day on RAGBRAI. Before it was RAGBRAI, actually, in the first one that they did, they came from Williamsburg to Davenport and came through Iowa City, and I was a student there at the University of Iowa at the time. So I rode the last day, and then I skipped a number of years and started a family and starting a business and all of that. So, but I've been more or less involved with over 30 different RAGBRAIs in my past.
And are you involved with the planning?
Not exactly planning. I'm what's called the Ride Right Coordinator for RAGBRAI. And my job is the overall safety of the riders on the event. My committee is made up of other bike club, bike team members who look at the ride from year to year and look at the various issues that we have from a safety standpoint, work with the Iowa Highway Patrol, the Des Moines Register personnel that are on staff, and trying to make the ride safer and better every year. And that's been our goal. I've been doing that since I was on the committee, first appointed in 92 and became the chair in 1993 then. So I've been involved for 20 years. And it's been fun to watch the change in the event and the ride over that period of time.
And you often ride along, don't you?
Yes, I've actually, our Ride Right Committee in the last 10 years, we started a pre-ride program where the first week in June, we actually go out and ride the RAGBRAI route on our bicycles. And then my job also, the nice thing about being the Ride Right Coordinator is I'm the only RAGBRAI official that is riding his bicycle on RAGBRAI on the actual day. So TJ Jeskowitz, the director of RAGBRAI, you know, that's one of the downfalls, he says, of his job is that he doesn't get to ride the actual ride. So I get that advantage.
And why the pre-ride? Safety, potholes, bad streets, where you're at?
Sure. Bob, and what we do is we ride it on the day of the ride so that, like, we're coming into Knoxville on Wednesday. We'll ride Des Moines to Knoxville on Wednesday. And what we're doing there is we take a look at not only the roads, but we take a look at the traffic that's on the roads at that time. For instance, when we're planning the route, we may not realize that there's a large gravel pit that runs multiple trucks daily over this route, and so we need to plan for that on that day of the ride. And so by riding it on the day, we understand what the actual traffic patterns are. There may be a shift change at a plant or something like that. So we have to work around all of those details in addition to taking a look at the road. And it's not to go out and tell the county engineers, hey, you need to fix your road. It's to say to the county engineers, we've noticed these hazards out on the road. What we're going to do is we will post signs there unless you have an opportunity to go out and do something about them. We'll need to warn the riders of the hazards that are out there on the road. So it's not, you know, we're going out and demanding that the roads be fixed. We're just wanting to know if there is a plan in place to fix those roads at this time. If not, we'll make proper arrangements to notify the riders of, you know, what hazards we find on the road at our pre-ride.
I guess I never thought of it, but you need to ride on a particular day because what's happening on a particular day, what's happening on Wednesday might be different from Monday.
Exactly. So that's when we did the first ride, it was just basically to take a look at the roadway. And then second day out on the first time we did the pre-ride, there was a gravel pit situation where they were hauling gravel out of this pit. And, boy, we had gravel trucks running back and forth and flying gravel everywhere. And so, you know, by contacting the gravel pit operator, letting them know what's going on, they said, ah, sure, you know, we can close down, maybe run on Saturday instead of on that Tuesday. And we can get everything taken care of that way. So they were more than happy to cooperate. And, you know, it was kind of a goodwill gesture on the part of everybody. He was glad the gravel pit operator was glad to know about it. Sure. So he didn't put his trucks out there in the middle of all that, and he could reroute them and move them to different areas of the county during that one day.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about what RAGBRAI means to Knoxville with Dan McKay.
Well, we know that the route is going to come through Knoxville and Pella. Do we know anything else about the route? Where they're coming in from, where they're exiting?
Well, the official route will be on March 1, so there's nothing really written in stone and official. The pass-through towns have not been fully identified at this point in time, and some of the towns already know that they are going to be a pass-through town. But March 1, the Register will make the official announcement of who those pass-through towns are. Knoxville is very fortunate in that we are the Wednesday day. So Wednesday day is the town where the pass-through towns will come to meet on April 6th. And we'll have a meeting here in Knoxville at the Hall of Fame where all of the pass-through towns will gather in Knoxville to discuss the various expectations that they can have for RAGBRAI coming to their community. And so March 1 is really kind of the date for the route. May 1 is the date that everybody that is going on the ride that's going to be official will know that they're an official rider. So those are kind of the key dates of the event.
What's this mean for Knox?
The Iowa State University in 2004, I believe it was, did an economic impact study on overnight towns for RAGBRAI. Their estimate at that time was $3.4 million of additional economic impact for the overnight community. Putting it into real sense, if you use the Chamber of Commerce, that money turns over seven times in a community, you're talking almost $21 million of impact into a community. It means a lot. I think the ones that are going to be the beneficiaries are the nonprofit organizations, the churches, and the whole community in a sense of pride that they're going to get in the fact that they get to show off their town.
Okay, and so people need to eat, they need to sleep somewhere, they're going to buy drinks, and...
And that's, people say, well, we do the Nationals all the time, and it's different. The Nationals, the people come to Knoxville, they've got cars, they've got a place to go eat, they've got housing and lodging, they go for 50 to 80 miles around to get all of that. These people are coming on RAGBRAI, and remember, there's 10,000 official riders on RAGBRAI, and probably another 3,000-4,000 support people. So let's say 13,000 to 14,000 official people, and with the locals, people coming in from around to see all the festivities and activities, we could reasonably expect 25,000 people in our community that day. So those people are coming here to enjoy our food, to enjoy our entertainment, and to see what our community has to offer. So it's our chance to get out and shine. It's time to, shine our shoes and comb our hair and be ready to show off the very best of what Knoxville has to offer.
And with the hope that they'll come back.
We definitely want them to come back, right. And we have lots of things to market here in our community at this point in time. With the VA hospital facility out there, with, the industrial development that we've got going on in the community, there's definitely opportunities here. And I know a lot of the employers here in town are looking for new employees, are looking for people to locate in Knoxville. And here's an opportunity to showcase what we have to offer and, maybe attract that young engineer, a young plant manager, or anything along that line that we are finding need. Welders, whatever are needed for the community. Here's an opportunity for us to say, hey, come back. We've got a job for you.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about what RAGBRAI means to Knoxville with Dan McKay.
Well, how do you get across the story of Knoxville to people that are coming in tired, hungry,
sure.
and then ready to move on the next morning?
Right.
You've
right.
got a small window of opportunity.
Very small window of opportunity. Now, there's going to be some research involved. So people are going to research. They're going to look at us. They're going to take a look at, in this day and age, our webpage. They're going to be taking a look at our Facebook page. They're going to be taking a look at the publications that we put out and the information that we put out about our community. And then when they get here, well, you got them for an hour while they're eating, so why not have some information for them there? They're going to come downtown. They're going to see the downtown. You know, there's a great opportunity to have little vendor booths out there to promote the various activities and things that we've got going on in the community, just to spark that interest. And what's going to happen is that people are going to go home. They're going to say, well, you know, I remember Knoxville. I remember, well, here's that brochure I got. Maybe I'll call those people. Maybe I'll go back for the races. Maybe I'll come back for do a better tour of the Sprint Car Hall of Fame. I've done that many times with my riding on Rag Bri. I go to a town. I remember Spillville, Iowa, a little town up in northeast Iowa, and the Briley clock display that they had there. It was so crowded you couldn't get in. And I remember going back 2 months later and taking the full tour and just fully enjoying it because it was such an interesting concept. And they kind of piqued your interest a little bit, and it got us back. So hopefully we can do that with the percentage of the riders that come through Knoxville.
Well, I presume that communities approach this differently, that some communities just sit back and let it happen, don't do much, but other communities are really active at engaging the people that come through. Is that the case?
That is the case, and it's those communities that are active, that engage the riders, that engage and have fun with the event, along with the riders, are the ones that are most remembered. Now, you know, we're going through Des Moines, and Des Moines is a big city. So they're going to be in Des Moines, and quite frankly, the problem you have with a bigger city is that you got a small fish in a big pond. When you bring Rag Bri to Knoxville, you got a big fish in a smaller pond. And so it's a better opportunity to showcase what we have. There's no way Des Moines is going to be able to showcase all that they have to offer in that short period of time. And quite frankly, it's going to get lost in the community. We have a better opportunity of doing that here. And I think that that's what's going to really endear people to the small town life, the close proximity to an airport, to a larger metropolitan area. And all of those things are going to work in our benefit.
Well, it sounds like they'll work to our benefit if we get to work.
Right, exactly. And that's the key to this, Bob, is that the volunteers are what is absolutely critical for this. We've got people that have stepped forward, that have volunteered their time and efforts to be chairs of the various committees already. I know that they're working very hard on that. And one of the committees out there is the volunteer committee. And we need people. We need a lot of people to help put this on. You know, there's going to be glamorous jobs of being the MC at the entertainment. There's going to be less glamorous jobs of going out and picking up trash. But it's from top to bottom. We need volunteers for everything. And we need every group and organization in this community to get behind it. Keep in mind, we're going to have to feed at least 20,000 people probably in our community. Now, I know our restaurants here in town like to feed a lot of people, but there's no way they can handle 20,000 people. So we're going to need the churches. We're going to need the community groups to get involved. And not let greed be your motive, but be the hospitality of the community. We want to feed these people. We want to take care of them, and we want to make sure that they enjoy their stay here in Knoxville. And if everybody looks at that, you know, if a church says, you know, I'm going to feed 1,000 people, and you only have 125 seats in your church, there's no way that you can feed 1,000 people with 125 seats. You're only going to turn the seats over four times. So plan on 500. Be happy with that. Sell out of food at 7 o'clock at night. Turn your volunteers loose and let them go volunteer somewhere else. So, you know, 500 meals is a lot of meals.
Is it going to be sort of like the national experience where we all step forward? I mean, like, one of the things I do over nationals is I park cars. I love parking cars. It's
right.
just fun. Meet new people. Help them.
Sure.
Share advice with them.
The volunteers not only get to work, but they get to meet the people of Rag Bri. And keep in mind that the people of Rag Bri come from all 50 states. They'll come from 18 to 25 foreign countries. They have backgrounds of doctors, lawyers, you know, fishermen, whatever. I mean, all kinds of backgrounds that that are out there. And you'll never know it because they're all have that one interest at heart, and that's the bicycle. And so they're here to ride their bicycle and to enjoy the great hospitality of the people of Iowa. And I can't think of a better place to show off hospitality than Knoxville, Iowa. You know, we do that very well every year during our race season. And it's a great opportunity to showcase that.
So a whole bunch of people need to come forward. And is there a central point where we should go if we're interested in volunteering?
Right. The Knoxville Chamber of Commerce is going to be the central volunteer coordinating entity. The city of Knoxville is also involved, and they'll have some volunteer positions also. But the core volunteer organization will come out of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. And there will be a volunteer committee. And I'm not sure who that committee chair is yet. That should be published here in the next week or two. They should have out the committee chairs.
Well, it seems to me that we need to get working, and we need to get working now.
Bob, there is a very good set of timelines set up by RAGBRAI. And right now, what is being done, and there is work being done, so there people may not see a lot of activity just yet. It's coming. Right now, what they've done is they've appointed the executive committee. That executive committee then has broken up into a group of, there's four on that executive committee, and those four executive committee chairs have taken on, I believe, three or four of the various sub-chairs, and that would be like your entertainment, the beverage garden, the sanitation, law enforcement, and all of those things have been broken up. So those chairs will then select the chairs of the sub-chairs. The sub-chairs, once those are selected, will be then going out and drawing from that volunteer pool to get people to work in their various committees. So it's a process that's going to be followed. And by March 14th, by the time we have the big meeting of the overnight towns, which is really a unique thing that RAGBRAI does, they bring all of the overnight towns for this year together with the overnight towns from last year. So we'll be sitting with the people that were the Wednesday night last year, and we'll be able to pick their brains and get information from them on what they did, what they would have liked to have done differently, and all of that information. And keep in mind that RAGBRAI's got 41 years of experience in putting this on. So they've got a timeline. They've got a book that can be followed. And hopefully by using that template, we can put on a very special show. They've got the meat. We've got the spice. I think that's what we really look at. They give you the meat of the information, and we just add the spice to it with our community.
Thanks to Dan McKay for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.